The report documents the rapid increase in health insurance premiums across the United States. Premiums rose by an average of 40% from 2003 to 2009, just 6 years. This is three times faster than median incomes or middle class incomes for families under age 65. At the same time, in state after state, health insurance is buying less in terms of financial protection. Deductibles increase nearly 80% on average during the same 6 years. This rapid increase in healthcare costs has meant lower wage increases and stress on businesses to maintain jobs with decent pay and benefits. No matter where you live in the United States, whether Montana, Texas, Mississippi, or New York, health insurance is expensive. Total family premiums, annual family premiums for coverage range from a low, and I say low with parentheses because it's not very low, of $11,000 to $12,000 a year in states with the lowest average premiums, and these include Arkansas, Montana, Oklahoma, the Dakotas, and Hawaii, to $14,000 a year or more in average family premiums on an annual basis in the highest six states, which include Alaska, Wyoming, Vermont, Wisconsin, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Although working families and workers do not typically see the total premium cost because their employer pays a substantial share, the steady increase in the cost of health benefits has directly contributed to slower wage growth and pressure on jobs. In effect, workers and their families with jobs with health insurance have been giving up wages to hold on to their health insurance.